Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in again. Today, we're tackling hygiene and self-care in nursing. You know, it's funny, you send in your notes and textbook stuff, and at first glance, you're like, hygiene. I know how to wash my hands. But there's so much more to it.
Oh, absolutely. It's so central to what we do as nurses, way more than people realize.
Yeah, and even this textbook chapter, it's chapter 32.pdf, in the materials you sent, they emphasize right away, this isn't about just like being squeaky clean, it's way deeper.
Yeah.
So help us understand for our listener who's maybe just starting their nursing journey, what's the big deal with hygiene?
Well, the textbook breaks it down into three main points, and they're all interconnected. You've got infection prevention, then promoting well-being, and that ties into how hygiene's a key assessment opportunity.
Okay, let's break those down. Infection prevention, that's the obvious one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Germs are bad, soap is our friend, end of story.
Well, yes and no. I mean, of course, that's the foundation. But think about the context, right? We're in a hospital. It's not like your kitchen sink. You've got people with compromised immunity everywhere. The stakes are so much higher.
Right. So even a little lapse, that could be disastrous.
Exactly. What you and I might shrug off could be life or death for some patients. So yeah, hand hygiene, keeping things clean, it's vital in that setting.
Makes you see those signs about hand washing in a whole new light.
You got it.
Okay. So then there's this well-being bit. Is that just like a patient feeling better because they're not grimy?
Think about it. When you feel your absolute worst, maybe awful flu, you probably don't care much about showering.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm lucky if I brush my teeth at that point.
Right. But then that hot shower, clean PJs, it's almost like it helps you heal faster, even if it's just mental.
Oh, 100%. It's a whole mood boost.
Now, picture that. But for someone bedridden, post-surgery, whatever, helping them with hygiene, it's not just the act itself. It's them regaining a sense of control when they might feel like they have none.
So there's a huge psychological component too, not just physical.
Absolutely. Huge. And then the last point, that assessment piece, that's where our nursing eyes, they really come into play.
Okay, so spill the tea. What secrets are you uncovering while giving someone a sponge bath? What are you looking for?
It reminds me of this one patient. I was helping her with her morning care, and I noticed this, like, purplish tinge to her skin. Not quite a bruise, but just off.
Oh, that's a little worrisome.
Yeah, and something told me to flag it. Turns out, early sign of a blood clotting issue, no one had caught it yet.
Wow.
So yeah, you never know what you'll find during routine hygiene.
That's amazing. It really highlights how important those seemingly mundane tasks can be. You're not just there to clean, you're assessing, you're connecting. It's a whole different level.
It really is. It's about those trained eyes, noticing things others might miss. Like the way the textbook puts it is, hygiene's a critical assessment opportunity. We're checking their skin, hair, nails, the whole deal, looking for any little change that could be a red flag.
Speaking of skin, I'm noticing in these materials, especially this hygiene and self-care.student.pdf thing, there's a lot of focus on skincare, especially with older patients. What's the link there?
Well, think about it. As we age, our skin goes through a lot. Gets thinner, drier, way more delicate. So it's easier to injure, slower to heal, prime target for infections.
Makes sense. So you got to be extra careful.
Exactly. And this student document, they even put it in all caps. Hold on. Early detection and treatment of skin problems are important nursing functions. Like, they wanted to make sure you knew.
No kidding. Okay, so what kind of things are we talking about? Give me an example.
Pressure ulcers, for one.
Yeah.
Huge issue, especially if someone's immobile. Bed sores, basically. And preventing them, that's like hygiene 101, repositioning, keeping them clean and dry, checking their skin constantly.
Right, because those can get really serious really fast.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. Good skincare, it can be a real comfort for these patients, you know? Mm. A little lotion, a gentle touch, it goes a long way.
Makes sense. It's about that human connection, too. And it's not just skin, right? You mentioned older patients, and I'm seeing oral care, foot care. That's flagged as important, too.
Yep, all connected. Oral health, people don't realize, it impacts everything. And as we age, it can be a gateway to even bigger problems.
Like what? Give me the worst case scenario.
Aspiration, especially for folks who are bedridden, have trouble swallowing. Basically, stuff gets in their lungs that shouldn't.
Okay, hold on. Back up. Aspiration, that's when.
Food, liquid, even just saliva. Instead of going down the right pipe, it goes into the lungs. Healthy person, probably cough it up, no big deal. But someone already vulnerable, pneumonia waiting to happen.
So brushing their teeth, it's not just about a pretty smile then.
Not at all. It's serious business. And foot care, same deal. Elderly patients, especially with things like diabetes, Their feet are so vulnerable.
The notes mentioned not soaking diabetic patients' feet. Why is that?
Diabetes can mess with circulation, nerve damage, all that. Their feet are already at risk. Soaking them too long, it actually dries them out, makes cracks and sores more likely. And then, bam, infection.
Wow, so even something that seems harmless could actually be doing harm.
Exactly. You got to know your patient, what they need. It all goes back to personalized care, you know? What works for one person might not for another. We've got to respect that.
Absolutely. And speaking of respect, we've talked a lot about the technical stuff, the clinical side of hygiene, but what about the emotional, personal aspect of it all? I mean, these are intimate tasks, can't be all about just checking things off a list, right?
Exactly. It's such a human moment, you know? You can't just barge in with a loofah and call it a day.
Totally. We're not dealing with robots here. These are people with their own histories, their anxieties, things we got to be mindful of.
So how do you navigate that as a nurse? Finding that balance, the clinical stuff, alongside the very personal aspect.
Honestly, it starts with talking. Before any of the physical stuff, you explain what you're doing, why it's important, but you also listen, you know? What are their concerns? What makes them comfy?
So building that trust is step one. Huge. Because sometimes it's not even about the bath itself, it's what it represents. I had this older patient once. She was so against a bed bath. I mean, resistant to the whole thing.
Did she say why?
We finally got talking, and it turned out she missed her showers. Like, it was her ritual, you know?
Yeah.
Done it on her own her whole life, and now...
She felt like she'd lost that part of herself.
Exactly. So we talked to PT, saw if she was strong enough for a shower chair.
You were able to make that happen.
We did. And seeing her face getting wheeled into that shower, priceless. It wasn't just about getting clean. It was dignity, you know?
It's got to be so rewarding as a nurse to be able to facilitate that.
Totally. And it reminded me, sometimes the best care isn't some fancy technique. It's just being human.
What do you mean?
Like closing the curtain for privacy, a warm towel, even just asking, how are you feeling? Small stuff, but it shows you see them.
That you see the person, not just the patient.
Exactly. And for anyone listening, going into this field, hold on to that. Learn your skills, yes, but never lose that human touch, that empathy. It makes all the difference.
Such a powerful message to end on. It's not just about cleanliness. It's about caring, respecting that person in your care. Big thanks to our expert for these amazing insights. It's been eye-opening. And to you, our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Keep those questions coming, and we'll see you next time.